Welcome to Character Explorations, a podcast production of the Wendt Center for Character Education at the University of Dubuque. I'm Annalee Ward, the director of the Wendt Center, and our guest today is Kristen Eby, assistant professor of music and director of choral and fine performing arts here at the university. She is the author of the article Performance, Play, and Hospitality. And you might enjoy reading the essay as well as listening to her. It is available online at dbq.edu/went. That's dbq.edu/WENDT. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you very much.
Now, you wrote this article for the issue Character and Play, and you bring a particular expertise to your essay. I couldn't help but smile at your opening example, and you've had so many experiences in your teaching. Would you like to share an example with us about how you came to write about this topic?
Certainly. So I have had a voice studio with many private voice students, mostly high schoolers and middle schoolers, for many years, in addition to my university teaching. And when I work with those young people, I not only need to teach them how to sing, but I need to teach them how to perform, which is a separate skill set. And over the years, I've encountered many fun instances of what happens in performance and how the students react and deal with it. And I have seen many students who deal with it well. And in my opening story, one particular young man who just kept going despite forgetting all his lyrics. And I've also had students who freeze up and struggle. And so it's brought me to a point where I've become very curious about how do we teach performance and how do we be our best selves while we are performing.
I'm curious about this young man. What happened to him?
So he's now actually a rising star in the opera world. And I like to use him as an example for my younger students, because if they know that he had to sing a long chorus of la-la-las because he forgot his lyrics, and yet now here he is performing, right now he's in France actually performing, then they become encouraged and they realize that, okay, there's room for growth. Making a mistake is not the end of the world when it comes to performing.
Did he look embarrassed when he performed these walks?
Not at all. And that's part of the skill set in being a performer, is being able to carry through your mistakes, but in a way that the audience doesn't recognize. And so he was so confident and sang with such vim and vigor that the audience was right there with him. They thought it was part of the song. They did not realize he had made a mistake.
I wish I could see it. It's lovely. So, it raises the issue that performance can be challenging. How would you characterize performance? What's the nature of performance? What kinds of things do you think about?
Well, at its a basic definition, for me, would be it's a presentation of art or knowledge or skill to an audience. Of course, I am in the world of music and theater, and so those are the particular things that I think about, but of course, you know, it is a wider topic. And it's really foundational to who we are as human beings. I mean, performance is so pervasive in our society, not just in, say, going to see a play or hearing a concert, but even in how we digest our information. You know, TED Talks are, in a sense, more entertaining than, say, how we used to think of lectures. Right. Podcasts like this one have become some of them more performative. It's part of our growing up. We want our students to be engaged in some kind of performing, whether it's art or music or dance. Some could argue that, you know, sports are performance as well. So because it's so pervasive, I think it's important to look at it, how we digest it, how we engage in it.
Well, so you've brought a couple of concepts to work together with performance, play and hospitality. How do these concepts fit with performance?
Well, I think there are some important parallels, and there are some important things that we can learn from considering performance from an aspect of being an act of play or an act of hospitality. So, first of all, play. Obviously, performance has its roots in play, and we see from Huizinga's great book, Homo Ludens, about how the essence of performance or essence of play is really stepping out of real life, right? So a child plays a game or sets up a tea set, and they are exploring life, but stepping outside it. And performance is very similar in that sense. There's parallels to hospitality because we, in hospitality, we are serving those who are in need. And I believe in performance, we're serving a need as well, you know, a need for art and beauty. Also, hospitality happens in space, in time, and in performance, we are also engaging in space and in time. Hospitality, as it relates to performance, might be a little less common for people to think of than play, simply because hospitality seems more like an act of service. And we tend in our current society to focus on performance in terms of watching a celebrity. So someone who's performing is on display. But I argue that by thinking of it in terms of being an act of hospitality, then we are able to focus more on the art itself. We are able to think of performance as a community endeavor rather than a selfish one. And I think we become better people and we perform better.
Hospitality implies both a giver and a receiver. How does the audience come into play as you, well, I didn't mean to use play. How does the audience factor in here as you're thinking about play and performance? Hospitality.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question, and it's one that we often ignore because it's very common for us as an audience to think of ourselves as passive. We are simply showing up to have something kind of wash over us, and whatever happens to wash over us is what we receive. But I think as an audience member, coming to a performance with a sense of attentiveness, understanding that you can also be playful as you are, I was going to say observing, but that seems a little bit passive, but while you are engaging in the performance, you can be thinking, well, I wonder what comes next. There's a question about predicting where the art is going to go, perhaps, or if there are issues that are raised in the play. You can be thinking about, I wonder if how I feel about that, or I wonder where the author's going. Do I agree with the author or not? So there's also a sense of, hospitality in that you are inviting that performer and that performance into your own mind, into your own headspace, and you are giving your attention, hopefully not checking your phone, hopefully not planning tomorrow's menu in your head, but, you know, fully engaging, and then returning that performance with an energy of your own. And sometimes that means, you know, raucous applause. Sometimes it means really intense silence, but we would do well as audience members to think of ourselves as active participants in performance.
You also connect hospitality to the performers. How does that fit?
Well, seeing them as guests is, I think, very beneficial. If a performer is thinking about themselves only, or about how good am I going to look, how good am I going to sound, we're going to lose something, I think, in the performance. If the audience thinks of the people attending as judges, which oftentimes we as performers tend to do because we're nervous and we want it to go well, and so we sort of create in our own mind this sense that everyone's coming to judge us. And there's a great book about this called A Soprano on Her Head by Eloise Ristad that I highly recommend. But if that's what we think going into performance, we're not going to be at our best, either as performers or humans. But if we think of them as guests who are coming to our performance and we have the privilege of serving them, of giving them the gift of whatever our art happens to be, then we are setting ourselves up for success and our audiences up for a joyful time as well.
Lovely image, this hospitality and playful spirit. Are there any rules or frameworks that guide this interplay between hospitality and play and performing?
I think so. I think, just as in play, there are rules of a game, right? Whether they're written down rules or just unspoken rules of children on a playground, we're sort of setting up a world, right? And we have those rules in place to help us create that world. And in performance, we also have the same thing. So a performer might come to an event and they set up the space in a particular way. The performers have rules in terms of how will they enter, how formal an occasion is it, do you bow? And of course, for me as a teacher putting on voice recitals, these are things that I have to communicate to my students, and it helps them. It helps them feel like they are part of another world and they're following these rules and they have this structure, and having that structure is a security and enables them then to feel that they are in a safe space of performance.
Do you ever have students violate the rules?
I've been pretty fortunate in that over the years, having set up these rules ahead of time and explaining them and why we do them. So sometimes, you know, little things like they forget to bow and as they walk off the stage, but of course everyone's understanding and gracious. I did have one student really break the rules once. She didn't like the way she performed. And so at the end of her song, she just got a big
grumpy frown on her face, and she actually stomped off of the stage without bowing and made it very clear to everyone how unhappy she was. And that is very memorable to me because I remember feeling so horrified, not at her performance, which, you know, it might not have been stellar, but it was fine. But I was horrified because she broke that world in a sense, you know, like a spoil sport in a game of play. She broke that world, and I felt bad actually for the audience because we were supposed to be offering this enjoyable, hospitable event, and suddenly that event is clouded by her particular emotions, her anger.
So this other world experience of play comes into performance in a way that at its best is hospitable. Is yes. that accurate?
I would say so.
Okay. I love the way you've linked these concepts. You've challenged us to really be active as performer or audience member and given us a mindset of joy. I really appreciate that. So thank you for sharing your insider views here. And I want to continue to take up that challenge for all of us that whatever our role, it's possible to have greater delight in the performance as an audience member or as a performer if we put on these attitudes of hospitality and play. Kristen Eby, thank you so much for getting us to think more deeply about this topic and doing it with such delight. Our guest today has been Professor Kristen Eby, Assistant Professor of Music and Director of Choral and Fine and Performing Arts at the University of Dubuque. And I'm Annalee Ward for Character Explorations from the Wendt Center for Character Education at the University of Dubuque.
Thank you so much for having me.